involves about a dozen race cars all stacked up behind him.
Boy, it does, and everybody just kind of throwing moves at each other coming off turn number three. Sammy Smith has got Sam Mayer in the rearview mirror. Couple of car lengths further back, they're swapping position. Parker Kligerman is in that mix as well.
Parker Kligerman stepping out of line, but now he comes under fire from one car to his inside. That might be Justin Allgaier, who has a look to the bottom as he battles his way back up through the field. It is Justin Allgaier now in this mix and closing on the race leaders ahead.
Working his way back off of turn number two, down the short chute to turn number three. Great rebound here for Justin Allgaier. Parker Kligerman directly in front of him. Also Taylor Gray. He drifts wide, cuts it back to the bottom in front of Kligerman.
As the race leader Cole Custer flashes by the start-finish line, down to five laps to go here in stage number two. We'll get you back to the action on the track in a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and
Motor Racing Network, live at Pocono Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series in the middle of the running of the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in the corners for us this afternoon, Dave Moody, Kyle Rickey, and Jason Toy. And up and down the pit lane, Steve Post and Alan Cavana.
Right now, the leaders on the racetrack coming to four to go in stage two. It's all Cole Custer. Chandler Smith is second. You got Austin Hill in third. Riley Herbst fourth. A.J. Allmendinger is fifth. Ryan Sieg is sixth, with Jesse Love in seventh, Sheldon Creed in eighth, Corey Heim ninth, and Sammy Smith round out the top ten. Dave, I want to call attention to William Byron, who's been on the comeback trail. He spun out, or didn't spin out, he lost a tire at lap 26, had to go all the way to the back of the pack. He's 17th and on the hunt right now.
Got a pretty good horse underneath him, Mike, no doubt about it. He goes to the inside of the Josh Williams automobile. They'll run side by side now as they head for the tunnel turn.
Josh Williams slides up the racetrack off of turn number one, and that allows him to get a good run to the inside for William Byron, but is unable to make the pass. Williams hangs onto that spot. Byron kind of stalled out for now in that 17th position.
He stalls out right behind him as Josh Williams goes side by side as they work their way back towards turn number three. That's Ryan Truex on the outside, and that red and white Toyota, he gets bumped out of the way as William Byron looks inside.
Meanwhile, Jesse Love peels off the racetrack. Three to go in the stage. Jesse Love will come to pit road. They light up the tires. Sam Mayer's to his outside. Pit lane will close next time by. Let's cover the Jesse Love stop.
With Jesse Love, you can see the smoke coming from the tires, trying to slow down and get it slowed down to pit road speed. Remember, they were the first cars to pit on lap four. They're on the right side right now. They made an adjustment running around to the left side, pitting before the stage ends, getting it all full of fuel to see what they can do in this final stage.
So as they take their service right now, the leaders are in the short chute headed to three. They will not lose a lap. They'll come close to it as Jesse Love's stop is complete. Sam Mayer's stop is complete at the exit of pit road. Field comes across the line. It's two to go, and Alex Cole Custer is blowing everybody away right now.
He really is, and the opportunity to maximize the stage 2 points and continue his stranglehold on the regular season points lead is just in front of him. Got to call attention to a couple of drivers after some adversity are rallying back. Justin Allgaier restarted back in 27th. He's cracked into the top 10. He's up to the number 10 spot after leading 15 laps earlier. And William Byron, after an unscheduled stop with a cut-down tire, he has now rallied back to the 14th spot. So two drivers had adversity early on or getting back in the right direction.
It's going to be interesting to see the pitch strategies that come up at the end of this stage and then what strategies will be in play in the final stage. Speaking of final, here comes Cole Custer out of turn number three. He will be starting the final lap of stage two. Across the line comes the General. He'll take that Ford Mustang across the line, pull away from everybody else as Chandler Smith is now 4 seconds in arrears with Austin Hill and Riley Herbst stacked up right behind him.
That's a good three-man draft for second, third, and fourth, but at the front of the pack, no worries at all for Cole Custer. Got a huge lead. not going to have to deal with any lap traffic. He's off turn one. He'll look to the green and white checkered flag next time.
Several seconds back to Chandler Smith, who leads that battle for second with Austin Hill and Riley Herbst. But well behind the race leader already in the turn number two is Cole Custer for the final time in this stage and on to the short straightaway.
Clean air is great air, and ever since he got out front, he's been able to grow that lead even more. He's looking in his rearview mirror and barely can see that battle for the second spot. Cole Custer for the final time in this segment, easily working his way off of turn three.
Green and white, checkered flag goes in the air from Caden Kritzer, the chief starter, and Cole Custer indeed will win stage number two. Again, top 10 finishers in the stage will be paid in championship points. Custer wins the stage. Chandler Smith will be second. Austin Hill will be third. Riley Herbst is fourth. Ryan Sieg, a good finish to the stage. He is fifth. A.J. Allmendinger, sixth. Sheldon Creed, seventh. Eighth is Sammy Smith. Ninth is Corey Heim. And tenth is Justin Allgaier. It's the third stage win of the year for Cole Custer. Stage number two is in the books as the caution flag flies for the fourth time.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
In due time, pit lane will open up and we'll find out who indeed will come to pit road for service. We still have 49 laps to go in today's race. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Do have some weather to pass along, however. Severe thunderstorm warning continues for East Central Goodhue, Southeast or Western Pepin County, and Southeastern Pierce County until 4 o'clock. Severe thunderstorms are located near Bay City, moving east at 25 miles an hour. We have 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. This is a radar indicator threat. Now, areas included are Red Wing, Pepin, Bay City, Stockholm, Frontenac, also Porcupine as well, and Ella. And taking a look at Weather Service radar here at this hour, I do see those stronger storms. They are beginning to cross the river as well from the Goodhue County area. They continue to move east, and folks really in Lake City, you're going to be affected by these storms as well here shortly, but up into Pierce County, it's really some of the strongest part of those storms. And looking at over by the Bay City area, also the Plum City area, you're starting to see some of these stronger storms. Salem as well. Maiden Rock, you're going to see some of these stronger storms as well. So again, severe thunderstorm warnings do continue until 4 o'clock for southwestern Pepin County, southeastern Pierce County, and east central Goodhue County until 4 o'clock. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather.
We're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family con-
National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wabusha County in southeastern Minnesota, Buffalo County, until 4:15 p.m. At 3:07 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Stockholm, or 13 miles northwest of Wabusha, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Alma around 3:30 p.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Gilmanton, Nelson, Pioneer Campground, Maxville, West Newton, Cream, and Monglovie Airfield. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:15 p.m. for the following county: Buffalo, Wisconsin, and Wabusha, Minnesota.
All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
48 laps to go. Field continues under the fourth caution flag. The end of stage two. They'll set up a unique stretch to the checkered flag. Cole Custer had a late call to come to pit road. We'll get the context of that call in a moment. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Pocono Raceway, wrapping up the fourth caution flag here this afternoon for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. William Byron stayed on the racetrack. He will be your leader when we go back under the green flag. Mentioned a moment ago that Cole Custer made the decision late to come to pit road. Alan Kavanagh can provide context.
I was listening on the radio, and I'd say until about the exit of turn three, there was so much discussion on the Double Zero radio with crew chief Jonathan Toney. Because, look, they want that clean air. They want that track position, especially with a fast car. So I asked Jonathan just now about what swayed him at the very end to pull Cole in, and he said they were scanning every other team and everybody else was going to come down pit road. They didn't want to leave their driver out there on an island, still needing fuel, still being on old tires. So that's what swayed them to come down. It cost them a few spots in the pits, but they said they have far too good of a car to leave their driver out there on an island alone when everyone else on a different strategy.
Field is getting the one to go. They'll make the choose here. Todd, I'm curious, do you let other crew chiefs' calls dictate your own calls in a race like this, like they just did?
Most definitely, because the right call can be the wrong call depending on what the rest of the field does to you. If you're the only guy to stay out and then everybody else, and you've got to come 20 laps into this run and the field goes 40, puts you in a vulnerable position. So I've been on the wrong side of that call. I've been on the right side of that call. It does depend on, you have to almost play psychologically. What do you think every other crew chief will do to this to make the right call?
There were, however, four drivers stayed on the racetrack and did not pit. William Byron has inherited the race lead. Anthony Alfredo now second. Sam Mayer third. And Jesse Love is fourth. Austin Hill is fifth. He's the first driver to come to pit lane.
And we talked about that. You know, William Byron had that tire failure, so he got down a set of tires. They only have one set of stickers left. Greg Ives stays out, takes it until he can get to within his fuel window and takes it forward from there. Jesse Love and Sam Mayer both came at three to go. I think a great position to be in. They've got a couple of mediocrely hard laps on those tires. They're in a good position to cycle themselves back forward.
The first driver off of pit road will restart in fifth. That would be Austin Hill. Chandler Smith restarts sixth, with Sheldon Creed seventh, Cole Custer eighth, Riley Herbst ninth. A.J. Allmendinger will restart in tenth. Field is crossing the tunnel turn. They'll make their way down the short chute into turn three and approach the Geico restart zone. Presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
45 laps to go this time by when they get back to the aforementioned Geico restart zone, and a pit stop still lingering, at least for those front four drivers, cannot make it to the end on their tank of Sunoco fuel. We have waved off the restart as there's a little debris that was found here just at the entrance to pit road, and safety trucks have raced out to grab it.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durant.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Pocono Raceway, the field exits turn number three. Pace car driven by Jason Brownlow makes its way to the pit lane into the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air. We're racing again at Pocono Raceway. Sam Mayer to the inside of William Byron as they head to Dave Moody.
Storming down toward turn number one. Everybody remaining in single file back through the top 15 or 20. They're side by side for the lead. Mayer on the inside, hugging the yellow line at the bottom of the banking. Oh, look how we got cars up and into the wall. Couple of cars bounce off it. One of them spins down to the inside. Brennan Poole was a part of the action, spinning down to the inside. The four machine, a couple of others are all torn up. Ryan Ellis has got a piece of it for sure. Four or five cars got tangled up toward the back of the pack on entry to turn one, number one, and got up into the safer barrier. And there is shrapnel all the way through turn one.
It is caution time again at Pocono, the fifth one of the afternoon. It started with a couple of cars got